difficult to stomach that?
Yeah, it was. It's you know, first half, you know, not so much disappointed, just obviously alarming the way we sort of didn't really come up with much fight and effort. And we talked about it before the game. I will give our guys credit though. Second half and extra time, it was the way we want to play. So that was fantastic. So, you know, I asked for a response at halftime and I sure got it. And that for me is worth everything. So we can move forward from this game and you know, look forward to some good performances, because I think that, to be honest, we should have won the game. You know, we had a chance at 3-2 to finish it off with Jassy, and if he scores, what a fantastic fight back. But, you know, they score really late. You know, and they're a good team, we know that. But, you know, to lose on penalty kicks is pretty tough to take. But just happy with our response and our fight and endeavour, which was great.
Talk a little bit about Arturo tonight.
Very good. Yeah, and his hamstrings, so if he couldn't run at full speed, maybe it helped his game a bit, I think, maybe. But, you know, he's a good player. He's dangerous. You know, he scores one, he makes the other one. Good player. And I thought we played some real good football in the end of the first half. Sorry, the end of the second half and overtime, until we got a little tired. You know, we had some bodies on there. We'd love to have kind of got off the field, but, you know, we couldn't. Obviously using all our subs, but you know, just disappointed that we didn't get winning in the penalty shootout would have been great. At least we got something out of the match, but we didn't. So it looks like we've lost the game, which, you know, I don't feel it that way though.
Can you talk about Omar and, you know, how confident you
Yeah, no, Omar's a good player. He does a lot of young things in his game, which means he sort of dribbles at the wrong time. He, you know, doesn't know the game yet, but I tell you what, when he gets 1v1 with people, he can beat them. I think he's going to be a good one. It might take a little bit of time, but I thought he was 17 years old. For him to come on and do what he did was fantastic. Not scared. He's a very confident player. And I think that that was a real, I thought it was a good performance by him. I want to mention another guy, Justin Moore, I thought played great too. You know, it's not easy when you don't know the team and don't know all the players, not played professional. It was his professional debut. Scored I thought was going to be the winning goal. So very, very pleased with that kid as well. So, you know, he's got some, you know, a bright future, a lot of these guys.
Joey Jurgensen seems like he's been an energy guy, both Chicago and here.
Joe's no problems at all with Joe. He's doing great.
Is that what you expected out of him in terms of being that?
Yeah, you know, I've seen him over probably a good 5 years in USL, you know, 5-6 years. First saw him probably 6 years ago when he played for Vancouver, and I liked him then. And had a couple of opportunities to try and work with him, you know, get him into our league, but didn't quite work out. But this really worked, and he's a good player. You know, he feels the game well. And you know, you can't teach that or coach that. You just, you know, get him in and he does his thing, and he really feels what's going on in the game and does it well.
Coach, what can
is that
say
what
about
makes
the...
him? I'm sorry, let me follow. Is that what makes him more ready now than maybe he was a few years ago?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we never know. I mean, I think he'd have been ready then. I saw him play, you know, I don't know, a good 5-6 years ago, and he was very similar to his now. So I think that he could have made the jump no problem.
Were you asked about just the length of this game? On, you know, with the New England game coming up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's always the worry. You know, it's you got a big, massive game at home in the league. But, you know, that's why we have a squad, and that's why, you know, you have to play these games. I thought that the group tonight was good. And I'm a little worried about a couple of injuries, but we'll see how they feel in the morning. Mainly Arturo. I think Eduardo just kind of got a weird sensation in his hamstring. It wasn't a pull. It just felt it just tightened up and didn't want to pull it, so he came out, which is disappointing. I thought he started to look lively. He started to look the strong boy he is, you know. So,
can you talk about? I mean, Justin and then Steve. Can you talk about the rookies, college draft? It's feeling pretty good about that.
So yep.
Tell me about Steve.
Steve's, you know, he's playing like when he come train with us, and we've seen him enough that. You know, if you work hard and you clean on the ball and you're a good athlete in this league, you're gonna play and you're gonna do well. And he's done very well. He can play a number of positions, you know, which is always a bonus. I thought he did a great job in the middle of the field for us tonight. He can play right back, right midfield, in the middle of the park. So I think he's a very confident young man. I think he did well.
It was just a couple weeks ago that Real Salt Lake came in here and put a 3-0 loss on you guys.
Yeah.
Talk about how encouraging it was to get a performance like this out of the guys tonight.
Yeah, it'd been nice to have won the penalty shootout, though. Then it feels that you've won. You know, we've tied the game, basically. And then it's open for a bit of a shootout, which we all know can go either way. So coming back from 2-0 down at home, for us to fight back and go 3-2 up was I'm proud of the guys, you know, really was. Just couldn't see the game out in the end, you know. I think tired bodies and a few, you know, tired minds as well that allowed them to score the equalising goal. But no, it was good. It was good. But it's just a little disappointed for me. My thoughts on, you know, the crowd sort of having a go at our guys or having a go a little bit behind the goal. It's like, you know, the thing of Quincy and Shane, I think you should be cheering for your team. That was a little bit disappointing for me as a coach, and trying to, you know, have a go at John Doyle, who's doing his best and is working very, very hard to make this team the best it can be. It's not easy. So I didn't like that, really. I thought it wasn't good. So I like the team, the ultras or whoever it was behind there, to get behind the team. And they are good fans, so, you know, get this out of the way. You know, they can voice their opinion, but they've got to start really now getting behind the team. Like they've showed all along. It was just weird to hear them do that, you know.
I think that this team, unlike in the past, is showing some resilience today. That there's a different sort of attitude out there. 2-0 down didn't seem to bump against the MLS champs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think we did all the right things. I think that, you know, again, I challenged them at halftime to make sure that, you know, at least go down swinging. Don't just get beat up and lose. You know, if you're in a fight, which a soccer game is a fight, the fight. Run and scrap and go for every ball, and good things happen. And all we did was just we ran more second half because the same players basically were on. You know, a few changes with Jassy making a difference, sure, but I still felt the start of the second half we were on the front foot and we looked like lively, you know. And I thought we could have scored in that spell, didn't. And then we made the changes and it made a difference. So, very proud of them.